The Ombudsman have said that in these specific cases that the car seizure shouldn't have taken place, and their ruling is quite clear on that. But customs officers in Donegal or in across Ireland are still being directed to seize cars. So that seems to contradict the Ombudsman's report. So we're asking for Michael Noonan and the Chairman of Revenue Commissioners to give clear direction. Should there be seizures? If not, they should make it clear that they shouldn't. And if so, it should explain why, because it's been criticised, this policy has been criticised by the European Commission, and it's clearly goes against the European common market. So I'll ask for clarification on that immediately.
Ultimately, is this going to take new laws and perhaps a whole rethink on the VRT issue?
The VRT issue needs a complete rethink. As I said, the European Commission has said that they disagree with it and they'd ask the government to review it. And somebody from Donegal can drive into Derry, they can fill their car with food, clothes, alcohol, and they can take that across without any customs excise duty. But yet the car that they drive isn't subject to the same policies.
And in terms of people who have had their car seized, is there a potential for them to challenge the fact that their cars were taken before this ruling was made?
Well, precedent has been set now, so anybody that feels that their car should be unfairly seized should go to the Ombudsman, as has been done. Anybody who seems to feel that they've been done wrong should always go to the Ombudsman and investigate whether or not they've been treated fairly.